Syria's state news agency says a bomb blast near a school in a suburb of Damascus today killed 16 people, at least half of them women and children. Opposition fighters are reportedly in control of large parts of the border area with Turkey. So with today's attack in Damascus, they appear to be pushing the fight closer to President Assad's seat of power. The UN says nearly 500,000 Syrians have fled to neighboring countries since the violence started 20 months ago. The BBC's World Affairs correspondent, Fergal Keane, caught up with those who'd made it to Lebanon.
The concrete camp is huddled against the mountainside. There are 12 families here, crowded together, as many as 10 people to each small room. This is a world of breeze block walls, windows without glass, and relentless cold. I'm standing here now next to a makeshift fire, and there's a group of about 6 children, and they're tearing up bits of cardboard, some twigs that they've gathered from the mountainside, and trying to warm themselves because it is so cold here now. There's a mist coming down off the mountains, and with it this chill that gets right inside you. Most of the children here are very lightly dressed, and you can see them shivering. You see their faces really bunched up in the cold. And we've been asking them about what it was like to flee Syria. This girl told me of the terror of avoiding military checkpoints.
My sister started crying. My father told my mother, "You either kill her or we all die." My mother put her hand on her mouth until she couldn't breathe. She was going to die until uncle came and pulled my mother's hand away.
A boy, his name is Maid, and he's 12 years of age, and he just came up to me and said, "I want to show you some photographs." And the photographs of his home. And picture after picture is him standing in this garden full of beautiful flowers in full bloom. And then I said to him, "What happened to your house?" He said, "The house was hit by a shell and blown up, and the garden too has been destroyed." And that's just one of the tens of thousands of stories of the Syrian war. A child remembering flowers. Across the valley, Amar is preparing dinner. She's small in stature and looks far too young to have 5 children. She left Homs several months ago. Her husband stayed behind to look after elderly parents. The striking thing is, they're insisting that I sit and join them. These people have next to nothing, but the hospitality, the generosity, they just won't hear of me stepping outside while they eat. The children are aged from 4 to 14, 3 girls and a boy. Their clothes are old but clean. Their hair is neatly combed. Every day, Amar does several hours of schoolwork with them.
I'm trying to make them stronger. I don't want them to be weak, which means I can't be weak. I want them to persevere and tell them that no matter what happens, they have to continue. In spite of war and death, life will continue.
Amar is now putting the children to bed. And I'm standing next to the door. It's a really flimsy wooden door, and you can feel the wind pushing in and just fills the atmosphere with this deadening cold. Children are coughing, and everybody I notice in this little room goes to bed fully clothed. What really strikes you with these people is that not too long ago they had jobs, they had houses, they had schools. Now they have none of those things. And they realise that it's going to be a long time before they see their home again.
That report from the BBC's Fergal Keane in Lebanon. We're going to take a quick break, be back in 30 seconds, here and now.